Today we gather in a new year, some 246 years later, just one day before January 6th. A day forever shared in our memory because it was on that day that we nearly lost America.
Oh my God, for fuck's sake. Can we stop pretending that January 6th was a big deal? Like, not only is it not a big deal in terms of our country, in terms of our republic, it's not even a big deal in terms of the Capitol building. Like, January 6th wouldn't even rank in the top 20 of bad shit that's happened at the Capitol. But y'all wouldn't know that because you motherfuckers don't learn history. But let me go ahead and give you a cliff notes of all the bad shit that's happened at the Capitol that is so much worse than January 6th. We could start, I don't know, in 1814 when the British burned the motherfucker down. Yeah, we didn't lose our country even though they burn it to the ground. Or how about in 1835 when they tried to assassinate the president there? The gun misfired and Andrew Jackson proceeded to beat the brakes off the assassin. Or how about in 1856 when two pro-slavery Democrats decided to attack a Republican anti-slavery candidate simply because he made a good speech that they didn't like? A one took a steel tip cane and beat the ever-loving shit out of the Republican. The other held all the other senators at gunpoint. You know, so his buddy could beat the dude to death. And by the way, even though both those guys resigned, they were both reelected. They had a big fucking brawl in 1858. Or how about in 1890? When journalist Charles Kincaid shot a congressman in the fucking face. Right on the congressional stairway. Our republic survived that. Either way, even though that reporter had went home, grabbed the gun, came back with the intention of shooting the congressman, he pled self-defense and was found not guilty. And there was 1915, where a German spy fucking bombed the place. Then 1932, during the Great Depression, a sales clerk showed up with a pistol and dynamite, intent on shooting congressmen and blowing them up. Our republic survived that. Then in 1947, an Ohio man decided he was going to go shoot up Congress. And he did just that. Thankfully, he was absolutely terrible and couldn't hit the broadside of a fucking barn, but our republic survived that. Yeah, and then there was that other shooting that occurred in 1954, where the pro-Puerto Rican Independence Nationalist Party went into Congress, dropped a big Puerto Rico flag, and just started shooting, wounding five members of Congress. By the way, President Truman commuted all their sentences. They shot up Congress and got released early because a Democrat president felt like it. Then in 1971, you have the Weather Underground. They bombed the U.S. Senate. And our republic survived that. Not only did it survive it, but one of the leaders of the Weatherground, Bill Ayers, yeah, he was released from prison with enough time to become an advisor to Barack Obama. Then in 83, an all-women's group tried to bomb the Capitol. But as you would expect from an all-women's group, they built the bomb wrong and it didn't go off. Our republic survived. Then in 1998, dude walks into the Capitol with a gun, sets off the metal detector, and proceeds to shoot a Capitol police officer in the face. Like, that shit's recent enough that you should remember it. But you probably don't. And then there was some other little shit that happened, but that brings us to January 6, 2021, where the only person who died was a protester who got shot in the face by a trigger-happy Capitol police officer. Nobody else died. It broke a few fucking windows. And we've seen on video that they didn't riot in the Capitol. In fact, we see, because of the video, that most of them were escorted around and congratulated by the Capitol Police. Yeah, that was the time we almost lost the country.
Today we gather in a new year.